Thank you so much for calling Custom Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, Kyra. I have an issue. I have a it was a charge from billed onto from my bank, but I had canceled it the minute I canceled it like ASAP, and so it should never have gone onto my account. But they charged my account anyway, so I'm trying to get this resolved.
Okay, sir. What's your zip code, please?
98118.
Okay, what's your first and last name, please?
First name Ressa, Ressa. Last name Walls.
Okay. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
3939 South Othello, Othello Street.
Okay. Thank you so much. Give me one moment, please. Okay, with that being stated, do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner to win?
Yeah, it was a vacuum cleaner, right?
Okay.
But they charged my account $59.89 for a subscription. I turned around and canceled. As soon as they put it, I canceled it.
You canceled your bank?
No, the subscription that they charged me for.
So you called in and canceled, correct?
I canceled right online with the same thing. If you don't want this, cancel. And I canceled it.
Oh, with that being said, sir, you had to call in and cancel so you can make sure you cancel in the system.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So what number do I? Because I tried calling this phone number they had, and then they sent you some text and they sent you all over the place, and I could not. I want to talk to a customer service.
Okay. I totally understand.
They didn't say anything. You had to call and cancel. So yes. I guess I'll have to call.
Well, with that being said, I can help you today. With that being said, basically that with that sweet state, it enrolled you to one of our meal planning apps. You can basically you can create a meal based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't want that. I was going for they said if you take the survey, you can get this. So I said, okay, I'm gonna take the survey and get the Dyson thing. It didn't. And wait till the very end. Where I said, oh, this is a subscription too. It didn't tell you that when you was doing the survey and all other stuff. And so I said, I don't want that.
Okay. I totally understand what you're stating. It's a great app, and we're currently doing a discount today for $20 a month to stay with the company.
No, I'm just not interested at this moment.
Okay, I totally understand. With that being said, you have been canceled in the system. Would you like your cancellation number today?
I've already canceled it. It sent me a confirmation cancellation thing on my email.
Is it your 920-480-930?
Hang on, let me see. 920-480-930, yes.
Okay.
And it sent me a cancellation text, so I'm thinking it's canceled.
Well, I have made sure you have been canceling the system for any more future charges.
Okay. What about this charge?
Because
I never got the service. I never got the service because I canceled it ASAP.
Okay.
5 minutes after it went through, I canceled it, so it didn't even have time to do anything.
Give me one moment, please. With that being said, I can offer you a $45 refund.
Charge me $59.89, so I want the whole thing.
Okay, one moment, please.
Because I canceled it right away.
Well, with that being said, sir, with that being stated, you have to call in and cancel as stated before. I understand you canceled online right when it happened, but you also
have to
call.
And it sent me a cancellation. Well, they didn't say that on there, and that's kind of false advertisement. It didn't say you had to call and cancel. It said your confirmation cancellation. Now, if they want people to understand that you get totally canceled, you have to call, they need to let people know that. That's not stated anywhere on there.
Okay, with that being said, as a customer courtesy, I can offer you a $50 refund.
I would like a $59.89 refund. That's how much they charge my bank account.
With that being said, the $9 and some change is a non-refundable setup fee.
See, none of that setup fee. They didn't have time to set it up.
Well,
it was canceled 5 minutes. 5 minutes after the minute it was set up, I was on. It was canceled, so they didn't even have time to set it up.
Well, with that being said, the charge was done on March 17th. As a customer courtesy, I could offer you a $50 refund.
Mm-hmm. So I don't get the other $9 back?
With that being said, the $9 and some change is a non-refundable setup fee.
Okay. Okay, well, go ahead and do the $50 refund, and I'll call customer service and deal with the rest of that.
We are customer service.
Mhm. Okay. Well, I go ahead and put that through.
Okay. With that being said, that $50 refund will make it count 3 to 5 business days.
Pardon? How many?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. $50 refund. I'm writing this all down. And who am I speaking to?
Kyra, K-Y-R-A.
K-Y-R-A. Thank you. And this is so 3 to 5 business days?
3 to 5 business days, yes.
Okay, Kyra, you've been as much help as you can help me for today, and I appreciate your help.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling us. Have a great day, okay?
Good, thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.